From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The Alaska legislature released a proposal yesterday outlining how it will draw from the permanent fund earnings to pay for state spending. This year will be the first time in state history lawmakers draw on the fund's earnings for government operations. Under the proposal, the lawmakers would take about 5% of the fund's value annually, or $2.7 billion for the coming year. Since oil prices fell 4 years ago, Alaska has been draining its savings accounts. But with one piggy bank, the Constitutional Budget Reserve, mostly exhausted, lawmakers are now turning to permanent fund earnings to cover government costs. This has raised concerns among fund managers that the draw will be unplanned and inconsistent. The legislation released yesterday would set rules for a structured, predictable draw from the fund. Bethel Senator Lyman Hoffman is a Democrat who caucuses with the Republican majority.
Basically, we're trying to meet the demands of the Permanent Fund Board to give them some structure.
The Senate and House passed different versions of the bill last year, but they haven't been able to work out their differences. The bill released yesterday could be the basis of a compromise. The new version of the bill doesn't specify how much of the draw would go toward permanent fund dividends. The legislature would have to set that amount each year. Representative Tammy Wilson, a North Pole Republican, said she thinks that approach makes sense.
I guess I'm really not that concerned of the dividends not in here at this point because, as we'll see, oil revenue change right now. I think others in the legislature want to go for a lower amount and keep it that way forever when it should be based on oil production, not necessarily where we are currently.
Both chambers have proposed PFDs of $1,600 this year. The first wave of Alaska-based soldiers from an ongoing combat deployment is about to arrive home. U.S. Army in Alaska announced yesterday that more than 300 paratroopers are scheduled to land at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage on Sunday. Around 2,100 members of the 4th Brigade Combat Team's 25th Infantry Division have been in Afghanistan since last fall as part of an advise and assist mission working with Afghan counterparts. Soldiers are set to return over the course of the next few months. The state wants feedback on how to allocate millions of dollars of settlement money from the car company Volkswagen. Between 2009 and 2016, the company sold vehicles that were equipped with so-called defeat devices, which illegally masked the car's actual pollution during emissions tests. Alaska will receive $8 million as part of Volkswagen's settlement with a federal agency. Awards could be announced later this fall. And a controlled burn affecting downtown Juneau is ongoing today off Thane Road. Smoke that smells like alder is drifting into town. The city says North Pacific Erectors is clearing brush. Burning started this morning and is scheduled to last until the evening. Capital City Fire Rescue is monitoring the burn. And quick look at weather today. Rain likely, cloudy with a high near 45. Tonight, low around 39. It's 47 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport.